Amen. God bless you. Good morning, depending on where you are. Good afternoon, good evening. Monday in some places. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We are blessed to have you with us this morning. We are so thankful that God saw fit to allow us to see another day. And we are grateful as we can be to be servants of the true and living God. Amen. I want to thank God for the children. Oh, you know, they taught us a long time ago, a church with no children is a dying house. Because if there are no children in the house, a house full of old people, it's just a matter of time before the church closes. But if you have a house full of kids, little babies, the church, that particular branch has a future. Amen. So I just thank God for all the babies that the Lord has brought in this house. I want to pray for those people that are struggling, that are dealing with situations that they don't know how to fix. They are dealing with things that they don't know how they got into, they don't know how to get out of, and the only one that can help them is the true and living God. We're living in some crazy times, and this is the worst. This is not as bad as going to be. Okay, this is bad now, but when the church leaves, it's going to be a whole different world. Everything will be different. This will be like a trip to Knott's Berry Farm or Disneyland compared to the way things will be after the Lord takes his church out of this place, off the earth. And I'm telling you, Christ is where you need to be. You must be in Christ, because if you are not in Christ, you're not going to have a chance. If you don't know him, if you don't have a relationship with God, you're not invited. It's just that simple. Any religion that gets you to Christ, no, it won't. Only one door, one road, one way, and that way is Jesus Christ. That's it. There's no Muhammad. There's no statues of Buddhas and Marys and Josephs, and there's no cows and chickens or whatever it is you praise. None of that's going to get you in except Jesus. That's the only way you're getting in. Well, how can you say that? How is that possible that there's only one way to get in? That's just the way it is. There's only one. God made the rules. That's the rule. You either follow the rule or you get what's coming. Amen. I also wanted to say that I wanted to welcome Salt. Amen. Salt is our men's, global men's prayer ministry. And Salt is now in Hong Kong.
Amen.
We have a SALT member in Hong Kong that just joined. Hallelujah. This thing is bigger than people think. I'm telling you, men, it doesn't matter how old you are, young, old, middle-aged, men, this ministry is set up especially for the men. If you are in need of prayer partners, the SALT is sanctified ambassadors, living truth. These are men, all races, all colors. These are men that are simply interested in helping men to walk in Christ. We're simply interested in helping men to be fathers to their children and husbands to their wives and good companions and good soldiers in the army of the Lord, and praying with you to stay together. We're just interested in your eternal salvation and aligning yourself up so that you can be blessed and bless the people that are around you and with you while you're here. And so I forgot his name, and I don't want to mess it up, but Hong Kong, welcome to SALT, to the Amen. Prayer team. Amen. 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 I also want to say, because there's not that many prayers this morning, right?
No.
So I can I have my glasses or your glasses?
You don't want mine.
Okay. In the black thing. Some of you are, you don't realize that when, thank you. So you don't realize that during the week, when you text your prayers over in the chat room, Asia, at the end of the service, Asia prints those up. Pastor Nicole sends them out to the entire prayer team. And the prayer team for that whole week are praying for those people that have asked for prayer through the chat rooms. Don't think just because your name hasn't been mentioned over the chat that, well, they're not praying for people. That's not true. I got two pages here of the prayers that have been praying for over the week, for those that have sent prayers to the chat room. And there are people that are praying for you all the time. Thank God I got a praise report this morning. Someone says, Pastor Ben, the prayer team prayed for me, and I got a job, and I got this, and the Lord opened the door, and blah, blah, blah. And the people are sending over their testimonies because the prayer team is always praying. They're always working, and just because they're in the background and just because your name's not mentioned does not mean that your prayers are not being prayed for. Because they don't give it to me during the live service, it doesn't mean that we're not praying. We are praying. This is from last week. Tom R, Vicky D, DS2324, Marcia Fuchs. Fuchs. Yes. MD Prayer. Tamara Sant, Nadia Sajad, Okari Green, Okari Green, Alexa Bella, Celia the Second, Selena the Second, Aidanet Quintana, Stacy and Bob, Rachel Dibong, Octavia DM, Dory G, Robert Bardot, I think, Michael Masters. This is the prayer list. Oh, I'm going to keep it. This is the prayer list from the chat room from last Sunday. We are praying for you. When we told you we're praying, we really are praying. If your name is not mentioned while we're speaking, it doesn't mean we're not praying. We're praying for your children and your husbands and wives, your families. We're praying for your salvation. We're praying for finances, your job. We're just praying. Whatever you ask us for, we're joining you in prayer. So when we say, and I'm telling you, this is not going to be available forever. Amen. God's going to rescue his church, and that's going to be the end of that. So while you have a chance, while the opportunity is available, I'm asking you, we don't charge you anything. We're not going to put you on blast. I'm asking you to send us your request. We just want you to stay strong in Christ. We want you to stay focused in God. We're not getting a commission off your prayers, okay? We want you to stay strong in Christ. We want you to stay uplifted. We want you to encourage others. We want to pray and help you to understand that you're not the only one out there. And there are other people that are dealing with things just like you or similar to yours. And the enemy wants to divide and conquer. That's his thing. If he can get you to feeling like you're the only one, that you're by yourself, that there's nobody dealing with it except you, you're the only person, then he's got a better chance of trying to destroy you because you think you're the only one out there. But if you open your eyes in the spirit and allow the Lord to work with you, you'll see that there are so many people that are dealing with things that are like yours and just like yours, better, not as bad as yours, worse than yours. There are people whatever you're dealing with, I guarantee you somebody on this planet right now is dealing with the same kind of thing. It may not be what you're dealing with exactly, but it's close enough. You are not alone. You are not by yourself. God is pouring out his spirit on his people. And he just wants you to accept. That's all it is. Amen. That's all it is. We don't get a dollar for every prayer we don't get nothing. We are doing what God has commanded us to do. That's it. I'm also asking if there are any military families, your spouse, your parent, your children are in the military and you want us to pray with them. We have a special team set up for military families. We have a prayer team set up specially for military families. Email us, text us, go in the chat room and tell Asia, let us know. We want to get together with you so we can pray for your loved ones in the military. I'm telling you, you drag your feet, you'll lose your seat. One day, we're not going to be on, and that's going to be it. And you're going to wish you had done it. Amen?
Amen.
All right, give me a prayer, Sister Pastor
Nicole. Praise report.
Well, give me the praise report. Hey, Pastor, welcome home, Pastor Drea. Amen. We missed you. Even though it wasn't service related, we still missed you.
So a few weeks ago, we were praying for Kelly and her twin sister.
I remember. The twin that was dealing with the...
They're both dealing Portland was
the 55-year-old.
Yes.
Oh, so what's up? Tell me.
She said that she had been trying to respond, but for whatever reason, her emails kept bouncing back.
Uh-huh.
She finally got through, and she just wanted to thank us for the prayer for her and her twins. She said they are receiving more peace now.
Yes.
I wanted to say hi to everyone.
Yes. Oh my goodness, that's awesome. We've been praying. Every time I think the Lord bless the twin sisters that are, because I can't remember your name, but I remember your age. Bless the twin sisters that are 55 that are dealing with names is just not my gift. I can't remember a name to save my life. Amen. But a situation, something that happened, your age, whatever that I got. And but it's with the name attached to it, you're on your own. Amen. I Pastor Ben, you're strange. Amen. Amen. You couldn't be more right. Amen. But I thank God for, and you know why I kept bouncing? Because the enemy didn't want her to report that praise report. Amen. That I'm telling you, God is real. God is real. And thank you, my twin sisters. Where are they? Do you know what country, what state they're in? I think we used to know where they're from. I think they're overseas, but I'm not sure. But God, babies, wherever you are, God bless you in the name of Jesus. I know that it has to feel awesome to feel the relief. And I'm grateful that God allowed us to be a part of it. Amen. Amen. So what else you got?
Okay. So we have two prayer requests today.
Amen. If you have a prayer request, please send them to Asia in the chat room, because we are praying. And if we have time, we'll pray while we're online.
So the first one is David.
David.
David has arthritis in both hands, mm-hmm. and it's very painful, and he works with his hands.
Oh. Amen. My little brother, come here. I want you to stand in for David.
Amen.
Amen. You stand right here. I'm going to pray. Have him wash his hands, Nikki. We're going to have, okay, what's his name?
David.
No. Not that.
Oh, my name is David.
Oh, this is David too?
Well, there you go.
Is that two Davids?
Yes.
Oh, dude, you're the right one. David, you stand right. Oh, God is awesome. I thought I was tripping. I thought I kept getting the name wrong. Amen. 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 I got me, son. David, hold your hand up.
Yes, sir.
David, whenever you hear this prayer, whenever you have the opportunity, I need you to hold your hand up like this. The other David. You're David number two. That's David number one. Okay, how about that? David number one. Whenever you hear this prayer, I need you to stretch your hands out, and I need you to receive this in the name of Jesus. Amen. David number two, yes. You're standing in for David number one.
Amen.
Believers of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Amen. Nikki, somebody's at the door. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe in him shall not perish. They shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to pray for the David. Our David and the David online, they are members of the body of Christ. They are members of the body. They are your children. They belong to you and to no other. We're praying that you will bless their families,
yeah.
bless their bodies, bless their homes, bless their minds. Our David online is praying, Lord, he works with his hands. And Father, he has arthritis in his hands, but you are able to heal him in the name of Jesus. You are able to send him relief in the name of Jesus. You are able to anoint his joints, his fingers, his hands, his wrist. You are able to fix it for him so that he can continue with what his gift is. Father, he is a believer of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And not just our Davids, but any believer that's dealing with a similar situation, Father, you were able to deliver.
Amen.
You are great and you are kind. You are merciful. And you said, ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and the door shall be open. We're asking, Lord, if there is any sin among us, that you would remove the sin, cover it. Cover us with your blood, healing and deliverance, and let your healing begin. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 God bless you, David. Amen. David, I need you to, if you have oil, Mama, that's your chair. Have a seat. If you have oil, if you have anointed oil, I need you to take just a little. Now, you're not frying no chicken. Just take a little bit and dab it in your hand, and you're going to anoint your hands. If you do not have any, email me, text us, call us, do something, and let us know, and we will send you some oil. Amen. If you have a tallit at night before you go to bed, I need you to wrap your hands up in this tallit for 7 days. 7 days. You're going to wrap your hands up in this tallit after you anoint your hands. You're going to wrap your hand up in a tallit, like fold it out like this, and then just wrap it up like a tourniquet or something like that. And you are going to pray. Oh, the Lord said, and then you're going to lay on your hands when you lay down. You're going to lay on your hands. God wants to do something for you. My wife told me, she told me something the other day that I guess is true. She said, you're talking about the in the Bible where
Elisha.
Yeah, some of the things that the Lord have us do
that are ridiculous.
That sound crazy. Like, what does that mean? Wrap your hands up in a tallit and lay on it. What is that going to do? See, that ain't got nothing to do with you. See, you're on a need-to-know basis. When you need to know, he'll tell you. You just do it.
Amen.
Okay, when he had him to go dip in the dirtiest ocean on the planet, probably, 7 times. This was an important guy. What was he? He was a ruler.
Yeah.
And this was an important guy. And then the Lord, and then go dip in the Jordan?
Jordan.
Go dip in the Jordan 7 times. He's like, dude, there's got to be a cleaner water somewhere. And he said, you just do what I do. You know, I can't explain why the Lord, but I surmise is that if you're not too proud to go do what the Lord would have you do. You understand? Because sometimes we're so full of pride. Well, you know, Lord, I'm a governor. I shouldn't have to go there. No, you somebody that need help. Go where I send you. Sometimes our pride interferes with our healing. Sometimes our pride and our because sometimes you are a legend in your own mind. You think you really think you somebody. But in God's sight, but in God's eyes, not talking about you, in God's eyes, you just somebody that need help.
Yes.
And the world has pumped us up to think that we're really, you know, I'm too good for that. I'm too good for that. Lord says, you're not. The sheep used to be, was a god, and you couldn't touch a sheep. You couldn't.
Right.
During the time of Moses, you couldn't touch a sheep. If you did, you can throw in prison. God had every family go get a sheep, kill it, gut it, and eat it. He'll make you swallow your pride. He will use you to destroy your pride so that he can be the God in your temple instead of you.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes it's necessary for God to have you to destroy your pride so that he can be in control. Because sometimes we get so big-headed until if the Lord don't come this way, it ain't God. I ain't doing that. God just gonna have to figure out some other kind of way to bless me, because I ain't doing that. That's why you poor, broken, hungry now. That's why you always begging now. That's why. That ain't had nothing to do with what I was talking about, did it?
Talking about David.
I was talking about David. Amen. But anyway. The job, but that was for somebody. Amen. That was for somebody. Amen. Go ahead. Did I pray for them?
For David?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So our next prayer is Christina. Her husband, Tony, we know him as Tony.
Uh-huh.
He's the one who drew the hero picture.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. She is asking for protection over him because he's struggling with a depression and anxiety.
Oh, my goodness.
He has a fear of being left behind because they run tattoo parlor.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do any type of satanic tattoos or anything.
Right.
But still, because there's such a taboo.
Yeah.
He's having a hard time with aligning what he does personally with who he is personally.
I understand. Police officers could have the same fear.
You know, to be honest,
we can all have that same fear. That's not just because of the business that he's in. And obviously that business has not stopped him from serving God.
Amen.
Obviously that business has not interfered with him contributing to the house of God. Obviously what he's doing has not cut him off a relationship with God. We have to understand that God will use whatever position you're in to bless others. I say that because I say that. So sometimes there are people that come to the church and we pray over and God feels and heals and all that, and then he sends them out. He doesn't change the atmosphere that they're in right away. Sometimes he doesn't change it at all. He will just use the new you in the atmosphere that nobody would accept me if I went in. Mm-hmm. Y'all understand? If I went into a, don't laugh, y'all. Don't laugh. All right? Don't, Mother Sharon, don't be laughing already. I didn't even said it yet. If they sent, if God sent me to a bodybuilding workout camp, see that wasn't even necessary. You didn't have to do that.
I'm sorry, wrong pastor. No, go ahead.
It's a good chance that I'm not accepted because I don't look like one of them.
Right.
It is hard to get an A. All I wanted was an amen. I didn't want no comments. I just wanted an amen. That's all I wanted.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. Security. Amen. they wouldn't accept. I don't believe that they would accept me seriously as being one of them because I don't look nothing like that. I don't look nothing like that. So if he sent a bodybuilder in the church, prayed over him, or a bodybuilder just, and then sent him or her or them to that same place, they would have a better opportunity, they would have a better chance of reaching people in that atmosphere than I would. Because that's not my atmosphere. I don't know the people, I don't know the culture, I don't know anything. You still laughing too?
No.
Oh. Amen. Oh, she got a scripture. She bubbling up with the scripture, because that's not where I've been placed. Tony, what's
Tony?
Tony, listen to me. God can use you on the bottom of the ocean if that's where he placed you. God can use you in any capacity. Your only job is to make sure that you represent Christ. Wherever you are, you make sure that when people come in, they see there's a difference between your place of business and the other types of business like yours. You make sure that they can tell a difference between you and where they, them, or where they're from. There has to be a difference. We're in this world, and we have to minister while we're in this world. You minister where God places you. Until he decides to place you somewhere else.
Tony.
Tony. I already got David once. All right, Pastor Drea, come here. You're going to be Tony.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Don't worry, David. I got your name now, bro. I got you. Amen. I might not have it tomorrow, but I got it today. Amen. Amen. Pastor Drea, Nicole, wash your hands. Tony. We're going to be praying that the Lord will cover you completely with his peace and with his glory. Tony and people that are dealing with situations like Tony, you need to understand God will deliver you if he chooses to when he's ready. But if that's where he placed you, if that's where your talents lie, the artwork that you have is astonishing. It's amazing. And I would hate for you to not do what you so enjoy doing and not do it for God. I would hate for you to lose the gift. Somebody will come in there and you'll be able to minister the gospel to them. They're not coming to see me. I don't even like needles. Trust me, they're not coming to see me. But they'll come to see you. And you'll be able, you have script, you may have some gospel music playing, some praise music going, and you're ministering to them. Even if you don't speak a word, the atmosphere can be ministering the gospel to them that they would have otherwise not gotten anywhere else. You cannot think that God cannot use you in that place, because he can. You don't have to have a stage and a podium to minister to people. Just let the light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Thank you,
Jesus. Would you anoint? Yes. Did you?
Yes.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Tony and his family. Yeah! And believers like him that are struggling, living their lives according to what you have given them, to their abilities, Lord. Help them to understand, as long as they are still fighting,
yes,
as long as they are still repenting, as long as they're still praying, as long as they're still striving to serve the Lord,
yes,
as long as they're still carrying their cross, you're not expected to, then you're not expecting perfection.
Yes. Yes.
You're
yes,
expecting
Lord.
Full-heartedness.
Yes.
God, yes, serve the Lord with your whole heart,
thank
with
you,
your whole mind,
yes,
with your whole will, with your full desire. If
yes,
you're giving God all you have, that's all he wants.
Yes, Lord.
So what it doesn't look like mine? So what it doesn't look like Sandy's? So what it doesn't look like your wife? So what? If it's all you have, if it's the best you have, then you have fulfilled your requirement with
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It only matters what God says. If you are giving God all you've got, that's all he wants. And there is no way God will leave you here.
Amen.
If you have given your whole heart to God, there's no way. He knows we are not perfect. He knew that when he made us.
Amen.
He's not expecting perfection. That's why we are able to repent. He's expecting you to do your best.
Amen.
And if you give, and only you and God know what your full best is. And if you're giving God your full best, you have already won.
Yes.
Healing and deliverance, Father. Complete healing,
yes,
of his mind, his heart, his spirit.
Yes.
The Lord said his heart is hurting. His heart is breaking. Lord, heal and deliver, and those like him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tony, let me tell you something. You continue to give God your best. You give him your best, the best of your best. You give God all you have. That's, you can't do more than you can do. You can't give $101 if all you got is $100. You can't give more than you have. And if God has your all, I still make mistakes. Welcome to the human race. Well, I'm not perfect. Welcome to the church. Well, I keep messing up. Welcome to the party. You are not alone. The problem is not making a mistake. The problem is, what do you do after you make the mistake?
Yes.
Do you stay? Do you continue to waddle in your sin? Or do you say, Lord, I blew it again? And you hit your knees. It's not, the problem is not making the mistake. The problem is, what do you do after the mistake? Pastor, you have a scripture, right?
Yes, it's 2 Kings 6:24. And it's talking about when the king... When Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, was talking to the king about bringing the son back to life,
mm-hmm,
the king went before, when he met the lady, he had Elijah come to him. But what got me was that he asked, was it him? Either way, he asked that the Lord will forgive him, even though that he has to still go into the idol's home.
Mm-hmm.
He, because of his position,
mm-hmm,
he could not go into the idol's home. But his heart was for God,
yes,
even though he still had to go in there.
Yes.
But if they, when they're bowing to the idol, he said he will be bowing unto God.
Yes.
So I don't think I have the right scripture. I'm going to look it up and I'm going to email it to you, because it's basically just saying there are just some things that we do here that we may not feel gives honor to God.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as our heart is right, we need to trust that God is leading us, even though it may look ridiculous and it may look like it's off-putting. God is in control. Continue,
yes,
to surrender your heart to God and stop looking at what you think it is and know what God says it is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is awesome. The enemy tries his best to make you feel guilty about whatever you're doing.
Yes.
And if he can guilt you out of serving God, that's what he's going to do.
Yes.
He's been at this a long time. If you're not sure what you're doing will please God or will be acceptable unto God or that God will allow you to do it, ask him.
Yes.
Go before him and ask him, Lord, is this your will for my life? Is this where you want me to be? Is this what you want me to do? Tell me, show me, do something to let me know this is what you want for me.
Yes.
Don't let the enemy guilt you out of serving God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Any more prayers? I think Alyssa, I mean, Asia has a prayer. I have something for you this morning. I'm not preaching, but this is important. Go to 1 Peter 4 and 16. 1 Peter 4 and 16. It's laid on my heart this morning. I thought it was awesome. It says, don't be ashamed to suffer for being a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I think that falls in here.
Yes,
does that fall in here?
Yes.
That's why he gave it to me this morning.
That's right.
This is 1 Peter 4, 16. Don't be ashamed to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God that you belong to him.
Amen.
Hold on. I got some more.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I didn't. Man, God knows his stuff.
Yes, he
does. Amen. Verse number 17. Okay, verse number 17. For the time of having the judgment begin. No, that's the verse, but that's not the translation that I wanted. Hold on. Amalek. Just coming for judgment. Okay. For the time has come for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins first with us, what will happen to those who do not obey God, who do not obey the good news of God?
Yes. Amen.
There's one more verse, and I'm going to tell you why he gave me this. Hallelujah. And if it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless men or the godless man and the sinner? If it is an honor to suffer for God, it is an honor to be in God suffering for the purpose of the living God. It is an honor, right? But if those that are suffering for God, that are giving all that they have, that are doing all that they know, knowing we're not perfect, knowing we don't always hit the mark, but we're always striving to hit the mark, and we barely get in, what's going to happen to the sinners and the ungodly that aren't even trying to hit the mark? People think once saved, always saved. I'm always going to be saved. No. You got it wrong. Getting married is the easy part. You do, I do, it's done. Okay? The tough part comes in, how are we going to pay these bills? How are we going to keep the lights on? You know, keep the relationship going. Whose night is it to cook? Who going to clean? Who buying the grocery? That's where the work comes in. Getting a piece of paper aside and say, yep, yep, amen. That's the easy part. Accepting Christ is easy because he made it that way. Your job is staying in Christ. That's your job. And you do whatever it takes to maintain that job because that's your life assignment. To stay in Christ. Because of those that are doing everything they know, stumbling, getting up and repenting, bumping their head, rubbing and keep going, and they barely get in. Those of you that are... I'm going to say it. Say it again. Not thank you, Mother. That's better than what I was thinking. Those of you that are not trying, or not trying very much, and think you're going to slide in on somebody else, you got another thought coming. And you're going to be very surprised when you meet God. And he's like, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't know you. Man. And some of y'all forget, eternity is forever. There's no There's no delete button on eternity. When you get there, you're there. And wherever you land, that's where you're going to be. Amen?
Amen?
What you got, Pastor?
I found the scripture. It's okay. 2 Kings 5 and 18 is where Naaman was, after he was healed from dumping himself in the Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said, "But may the Lord forgive your servant for this one thing. When my master enters the temple of Rimmon to bow down and is leaning on my arm, I have to bow there also. When I bow in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord forgive this of your servant." Basically saying, I may bow, I may have to go because this is my occupation,
mm-hmm.
but that's not where my heart is.
Right, right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For all of you that are dealing with these types of things, don't let the enemy make you think that God is unaware. You're cheating on God. God doesn't know you're doing this, and you're calling yourself a Christian. You better don't do that. If you are uncomfortable with where you are, ask God to give you clarity about where
Amen.
You are.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. If you're because you need to know, are you uncomfortable because that's the Holy Spirit speaking, or are you uncomfortable because of what you've learned through the years, prejudice, different things that you learned through the years, and now the enemy is bringing it back to your remembrance? You need to be prayerful. Don't just make jump judgment decisions. Be careful, because God may have placed you there, or if he didn't place you there, allowed you to be there so that you can minister to someone who otherwise would never come to a church, would never step into a prayer line, would never be a part of this congregation, but they have come into your atmosphere, and now you have an opportunity to minister the gospel to them, and you look like a minister of the gospel.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm not talking about y'all. If you're not a servant of the living God, you don't need to be ministering to nobody.
Amen.
You need to find you a Bible and a pair of knee pads, and you need to work on that. You don't need to be ministering to nobody. If you don't know Christ, shut up. Repent. Get your life together. Let God anoint your prayers and work, and then you speak. Because if you knee deep in sin and you're trying to help somebody else get out, both of y'all going to hell. Or at the very least, you going if you don't get it right. If your relationship with God is not where it should be, you don't need to be talking to anybody until you get yourself right.
Amen.
Don't be a hypocrite, a liar, and trying to witness to somebody else. You got your own work to do.
Amen.
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 Was that rough? Was that hard?
As a reminder, the knowledge of the rapture is not what saves us.
Thank you.
The relationship with Christ is what saves us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
I told you last week, regarding the rapture, if you don't have a relationship with God and you are not doing what God has commanded you to do, the rapture is not a good thing for you.
Amen.
If you're not walking with Christ before the rapture is not for you. The rapture is for those that are already with Christ, that have already given their lives over to Christ. It is a rescue. The rapture is not salvation for your soul. The rapture is a deliverance from this world so that you are not caught up in what they're about to get. The rapture is not going to save your soul. You need to take care of that now.
Yes.
If you are not walking with Christ, the rapture is not a good thing for you.
Yes.
Don't be praying, Lord, come. Lord, come, because it ain't going to be a good day for you.
Yes.
You need to get yourself right first.
Yes.
And then people get so caught up. People are in love with the rapture and not with Christ.
Yes.
They're in love with being in love with the rapture.
Yes.
But they're not in love with God. Well, what good is the rapture going to do you? Is it going to do you any good? It's going to haunt you because you knew better and you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Don't fall in love with the rapture. It is something that God gave us to expect from him while you are serving him. It is not salvation. The rapture is not salvation. The rapture is our escape.
Yes.
Everybody got? Do you think they got
Amen.
That?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Because if you still, did you pass, you know, or go, you know, or beating your kids or cursing your wife, and you waiting on the rapture, you never, it's going to be problems, bro. I'm telling you, it's going to be problems. Don't set yourself up for that. Amen.
Amen.
I can't even say smoke weed anymore because that's legal.
Right. But it don't mean it should.
It don't mean just because you can don't mean you should. The Bible says all things are lawful but not expedient. Amen. Just because you got lips don't mean you need to be bumping them all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Just because you know how to drive don't need to be stealing no cars. Okay. All right. Now what you got? Huh? chat.
She's still working on.
No prayers for the, from
there
the chat?
There are, but she's typing them up, so I can't.
Oh, okay, because Sandy, Pastor Sandy's here. My clocks are ticking.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Asia. Thank you, Abigail. Thank you, pastors, mothers, my little sister. Give me. I love this girl. That's our little soldier. Amen. This is our soldier. Oh, and Abigail brought her in. Amen. I knew Abigail would be good for something. I did.
She served a purpose.
She served a purpose. Listen, y'all haven't heard Abigail get me, so this is just payback, okay? Y'all haven't heard all the time. Yeah, you see, y'all only hear my side. Y'all ain't heard her. Bag on me. Amen. All right. I love that girl.
Jackie is asking for prayer for her mom.
Uh-huh.
Who has mental and health issues.
Amen.
She needs to accept Jesus and for her sister, her children, and her husband to understand the rapture.
Amen. Let me address the last one first. Understanding the rapture is a beautiful thing, but it's not the only thing you need to understand.
Amen.
You need to understand how to live for Christ first.
Yes.
Once you understand how to live for Christ first, then we can get around to teaching you about the rapture. Pastor said he spoke a message about a couple of weeks ago. And he said that when he meets people that he said he doesn't even bring up the rapture to the people that when he ministered the gospel to them, he's talking to them about salvation.
Yeah.
Do you know Christ? The rapture won't do you any good if you don't know Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. So why am I ministering the rapture to you when you don't even know God? So the first thing, we want to make sure that they know who God is before we concern them about what the rapture, because if they know God, the rapture will be a blessing to them.
Amen.
They'll learn all about the rapture when they get to heaven. Well, matter of fact, they'll learn as they go.
That's right.
Amen. This is what the rapture is. Oh, that's what they were talking about. Then you're good. So don't worry about so much trying to teach them about the rapture as trying to teach them about relationship and salvation, because the relationship and salvation will get them caught up in the rapture, and you won't have to explain it. The Lord can tell them when he meet them.
Amen.
Okay, as far as her mom, right, your mom with some issues, if you get in Christ, God can regulate those issues.
Amen.
Light and darkness cannot stay in the same place. So when the light of God enters into that vessel, all the dark things will have to leave. They'll have to find someplace else to go. All the mental issues. Once you accept Christ, Christ will start working on those things that are not right. He'll start regulating your mind and your body, your atmosphere. He'll start doing things. But as long as you are accepting sin as your master, you limit what God can do.
Yes.
Because you won't allow, because God is not going to hang out with demons. Well, God used to hang out with demons all the time when he was walking up. No, he went and ministered, did what he needed to do, and he was out.
Amen.
He wasn't sitting down, having a drink, and puff. He wasn't doing none of that. He went in. Am I right, David? He went in, did his thing, and went about his business.
Amen.
Okay? When God enters into that temple, God will regulate that heart and that mind. And God will call some of that stuff. God will dismiss a lot of that stuff, and he'll teach you how to keep those things from coming back. I'm telling you, how you know? Trust me, I know. God will fix it. We want to pray for, does she give any names? No. We want to pray for those that are dealing with mental issues, for those that need to know Christ, and for those that are struggling with which way to go, what to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need everyone that can to stretch your hand out this way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the people that are dealing, especially this young lady or this child dealing with their mom, Father, whatever is necessary to bring about healing and deliverance and help them to understand that they need Jesus, and light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. So they need to make a choice. I will accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and God will dismiss this darkness that's entering in, trying to destroy me and keep me out of eternal salvation. Father, forgive them of any sin or unrighteousness. Heal that mind. Lord, there's so many things that are going on in this world, in this atmosphere. Lord, in the water, in the food, in the air, things that they're having us doing. Lord, heal and separate us from those things, Lord. Heal her mom and people that are dealing with the same types of things, and lead them to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What else you got?
We have Lisa's asking for prayer for her sister-in-law, Jen. She's a law officer here in L.A.
Is that our Lisa?
Yes. And we also have a prayer for DS-2324 is praying for their son, who's also a police officer in Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness.
L.A., they've been informed that they're going on a 12-hour shift with no days off starting tomorrow. And I think in Philadelphia, there's a lot of unrest.
Yeah.
And even though there are some bad apples, they're not all bad. And they need this prayer covering.
Right, right. Is Ryan here? Ryan, come here. I want you to stand in.
Yes, sir.
Amen. My heart goes out to law enforcement everywhere that are dealing with stuff that just don't make sense. They're even attacking paramedics and firefighters. How insane is that? And then they want to defund the police so that the police can't protect. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's time for us to get up out of here.
Yes.
It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time to go. My heart goes out to those. And just like she said, just like they said, they're bad apples everywhere. You got bad apples in the pulpit. You got bad apples. In the church, you got bad apples everywhere, because sin is everywhere, because the enemy is everywhere, but God is also everywhere, and God can defend and heal and protect those that belong to him. I'm telling you, as a witness, God can do it. And I'm praying for the officers. Oh my goodness, because we're entering into a critical, I believe this is probably one of the most critical time that we're entering in starting today.
Starting today,
I think this is one of the most critical times that we're entering in, and the worst is yet to come. It was bad enough already, but the worst is yet to come. You need Jesus. You need to be, because there is nowhere you can hide. There is nowhere to hide. There's not. The Bible even tells us I'm not quoting it, but you all have been reading your Bible. You understand no matter how rich you are, poor you are, young you are, old you are, whether you're influential or not, no matter who you are, everybody's going to be affected by this that's headed this way. I don't even want to say headed this way. That's here. And while the church is still here, every believer of God needs to be praying for these law enforcement officers,
yes,
praying for the people on the front line, these people in the hospitals, our military people, our paramedics, our firefighters, anybody that is supporting the structure and the people. We need to be praying for them, because we all need them. You may not always agree, but we all need them. Amen. And the enemy is doing his best to destroy them. I'm not saying that every one of them is saved and know Jesus, but there are some in there that are saved and know Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. And there are some people, and there's just, and even if they're not saved and know Jesus, they don't deserve what's happening. Amen. But especially those that know the Lord. And so we want to pray for them. Ryan is going to stand in for all the officers, all the public servants, all the first responders, all these people. Ryan is going to stand in for, did he oil in his hand? Put some in mine. Amen. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. Amen. And we're praying for all of the members of SALT and our new member in Hong Kong. Amen. We're praying. God, this is global. This is not some chicken coop operation. This is a big deal. God is everywhere. Did y'all like that?
I like that.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Amen. God is everywhere. You like that, right? Thank you very much. God is everywhere. God is smile, woman. God is everywhere. God is everywhere. And God is healing and delivering.
Yeah.
Hashami. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are everywhere.
Yes,
in every place.
Yes.
You see everything.
Yes.
You know everything before it happens. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. It shall be open.
Yes.
You also said, I heard you before you called.
Yes.
And I answered, what? While you were yet speaking.
Yes.
So Lord, since I already know, you know what I'm about to ask you for.
Yes.
And since I know you already know the prayer that we are about to pray, I'm asking in the name of Jesus in confidence.
Yes.
And in faith.
Yes.
That you will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That you would watch over our law enforcement, those that protect the people, the law enforcement, the military, the first responders, the hospitals, the firemen, the paramedics, all of those people, emergency, every person that you have allowed to be in place to protect the people. I'm praying over them, Lord, as we enter into this dark era. God, as we enter into this dark place, the clouds are covering the, oh my God. This is like black clouds over the ark. These are dark clouds that are surrounded the ark. It's time. They're dark funnel clouds. They're dark clouds covering the globe. And it's time to enter into the ark. Father, we pray that even though all of the people that we're praying for now may not receive the gospel in time, that you would continue to watch over them. Because even after the church is gone, there's still a chance. There's still a chance if they keep their confession on their lips, there is still a chance. But Lord, those that will receive you now, and we're praying for all of those fearless, strong warriors, all of those brave people that will do what I do not want to do. Bless and keep them. God, our prayers are with them and their families, their loved ones, their friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is that it? Amen. I'm sure there are more prayers. I'm sure there are more requests. But Pastor Sandy is here. And so we want to give him an opportunity to minister the gospel. We thank you for being with us this morning. I don't know when our last prayer session is, but I want to make sure that whenever we pray, we're praying together that we will stay and we will be what God has called us to be. Whenever he comes, whenever he calls, we must be ready. Because remember, based on your relationship with him, when he comes or when you meet him will dictate where you spend eternity. Make sure your heart is right with God, and God will help you take care of the rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Are we on time?
Yes.
Amen.